Hi, this is Dottie St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry.
Hello.
And we want to tell you about our experience that happened last night. We went to a local church bazaar, picnic. You know, they're called bazaars around here.
Because they're bizarre sometimes, probably. Sometimes, that's why.
Sometimes.
Well, it's bizarre.
Well, yeah. This one we've been to once before. A band that we like plays at it. And it's, you know, it's just really nice. And, you know, they have a lot of food stands, ethnic foods.
It's kind of crowded, you know.
Very.
So, like, you know, I'm usually not one for, like, you know, waiting in line with 100 people for a half hour or more for some potato pancakes. You know,
It went quick.
I guess it wasn't too bad this time.
No. So we got our food, and we wanted to go sit down. And they must have had about, what, 100 tables, Larry?
Yeah. At least. Not one for me, though.
Not one available. They were all taken. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't like to stand and eat.
I'm not a big fan. I mean, I could do it, but I don't like it.
I don't like it either,
Larry. To sit when I eat my food.
Right. And so I look and I see this curb. And so I said to Larry before we sat down, do you think our bodies are going to be able to get down on that curb? And what did you say, Larry?
Well, I said, yeah, I could do it. I know I could do it. You could probably do it, too. It's not so bad. You know, it's not like we're like real old geezers or something, you know?
Right. And so we got ourselves down and, you know, ate our food, enjoyed it, listened to our, you know, our friend's band. And it was a nice experience. And then it was...
We couldn't move.
No, we couldn't get up. We couldn't get up off the curb. So there was a lot of little kids, middle-aged, you know, teenagers, whatever. And so we saw this boy and we said, hey, come here. Do you want to earn some money? And the mother heard. We wanted help getting up.
Yeah, they thought we was, like, probably pervs or something.
Okay,
like that.
Maybe we should have said it a little differently, Larry. I was getting a little verklempt because I had to go to the bathroom. I was drinking a lot of water, and I'm stuck. I can't get up off the curb. So the mother said to her son, of course, you know, get away from those people. And we wound up asking an older gentleman.
But then did you hear what the kid said to his mother? Come on, let me help these old people get up.
I know.
I'll never forget that.
That was embarrassing.
Old people.
Larry, that was embarrassing.
I'm glad he didn't do it. Call me an old people.
I know. I know. What, he needs glasses.
I guess.
So, right. And so we got help. It was, you know, like a, I don't know, what do you think? He was like 30 or something. He was nice, a nice guy.
Yeah.
He saw us struggling. He came over and said, you need help?
Yeah, nice guy. Yeah, yeah. Just pulled us right up, yeah.
Yeah, he got us up. And so that was really nice. And then, you know, so we went to go and see the band. And once again, there wasn't any chairs. And I, with my eagle-like eyes, Larry.
That's your 2020, yeah.
Right. Found a chair, a folding chair, and I went and grabbed it. I didn't care. I pulled that sucker from the first row and brought it back to the back.
You snatched that, yeah.
I did. I had to, Larry. I couldn't stand.
Like a frog getting a fly. Yep. Boom.
Yeah. Boom. There it was.
Chair.
It was gone. I think it was somebody's, too. But you know what? Hey, we were in the back, so they didn't see us. So, yeah. So then we're there for a little while, and it starts to rain. A fine, misty rain. And I had done a self-tanner. You know, trying something new. I used to do it when I was selling Avon for 27 years. I always had a tan all year round, but it gets to be a lot of work. Right, Larry? Plus,
yeah,
I was ruining a lot of white towels.
That's probably why it's kind of, well, you know, blotchy.
Yeah. Because I used a new company. So, anywho, it started raining. And you know what my sweet Larry said? What did you say, Larry?
Sweet Larry, you thought you were a little mad or something like that. I just said, let's get you out of this rain so your tan doesn't melt. That's all I said.
I was mad last night, Larry, but I'm not mad now. I realize now that you were just caring about me, that you didn't want my tan to melt.
Yeah, that's it. I didn't want you melting like an ice cream, yeah.
Right, right. And it wouldn't look good with the streakies. And, you know, we did get out of there quickly, and it was fine. It was fine. This new company is tanning.
So what did we learn? We learned don't...
Sit on curbs.
Don't sit on a... On a low curb, anyway, like that, because you might not be able to get back up.
That's right, Larry.
And it wasn't, you know, to our credit, it wasn't like one of them, like, high curbs or
whatever.
It was
not a high curb.
That was your typical 6-incher at best.
Right, and it was nothing for us to grab hold of.
Yeah, low to the ground.
Right. We didn't have any kind of leverage, Larry. Like, if I were able to get up or you were, we could help one another, but we both couldn't get up. So, yeah, but that guy was nice. He was nice, so...
Yeah,
we just wanted to share this. you know, if you get to be a certain age and you see a curb and you want to sit down, just think twice about it. That's all. That's our little lesson for today. Thank you for listening.
Spray tans are blotchy.
Thank you for listening to Funny Lady Life. You have a good day. Bye.